Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
Miss V, she crazy. I crazy. All right. You're live, obviously, on BWD Radio with me. Who else? Your host, Miss V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. And in just a moment, I will be joined by hip-hop, and we call it positive hip-hop. I want to make sure I specify that. Our artist is Chris Perkins. Our live and on-demand shows, they're an extension of our radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There's no commercials. We just play the hottest, who else, indie music artists of today, and even yesterday, and pretty soon tomorrow. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and of course, the indie artists. We consider support, and we play all genres of music, and it's worldwide. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on in, Chris Perkins.
Hey, hello. How you doing, Ms. V?
If I was any better. I know, right? It's so great to finally talk to you. You know, and if I was doing any better, it'd be tomorrow if I was doing any better, right?
We all of us. That's right. Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. Well, I have your latest single titled On Top of the World. I have that ready. It's on deck, and we're going to spin it. But, you know, I have some questions, and you know how I do. But anyways, go ahead and tell us what inspired using Chris Perkins as your stage name. I'm not sure if it's an alias, but we're going to find out shortly. Where you're originally from and where do you hail now?
Okay. I'm actually out of Oakland, California. I'm still there. Been there all my life. And, I'm using Chris Perkins because I wanted to do a project and just be me, be myself. I mean, there's so many colorful names I could have chosen. I mean, I was something else in the past. I have pseudonyms, but I just wanted to step off stage and just be myself. So I was like, this is me. I'm just gonna have a CD titled Off Stage because I'm stepping out of the spotlight, and I'm just going to be me and be transparent with my life. So I just chose my birth name. So that's how
that's what's up. That's what's up. And I'm always glad to hear. I'm always glad, too, when artists do that. I mean, it's cool. It's cool to have an alias, you know, it's cool.
Right.
They have a different stage name, but it's also cool. I mean, if you have, I guess I would call it a decent name.
Yeah.
I guess
but you know what, though?
A real long name.
Yeah. But you know what? Difference is actually, that's a selling point. I mean, somebody might have a long, crazy name, but that's actually what I would flock to. You know, because it's something totally different. It's like, why would you pick a name like that? You know, so it's kind of like, you know, it's like, okay, he's got a 40-letter name, you know, but it's different. Let me see what this guy's about. So, you know.
A 40-letter name.
Yeah. creative.
It is creative, yeah. You just never know. You know, you have the three-letter ones and all that. But anyways, Chris Perkins, it fits you. It's all good. Now, tell us how you started out lyrically and when your musical journey actually began, as well as what motivated you to pursue a career in music and entertainment.
Okay, being out of Oakland, we just had a lot of fun things that we did on the weekends. You know, we go rapping over a friend's house and have rap contests and stuff like that. But, you know, a couple of my friends, they were recording artists. Not artists, actually, they were producers. And they, they were working on projects, and they would have me just come in and do some rhymes because, you know, they heard on the street that I could flow a little bit. I wasn't a big name or anything, but I could just, you know, I could rhyme. I could put rhymes together, nursery rhymes, But anyway, they had me in there just recording demos that they could shop to anybody, to artists who were more established. So, you know, I would do the rap and they would do the music and they would just shop it around. Till one day it landed in the hands of a Motown, Mojazz exec, and that's actually how everything sort of got started. It's like he picked it up and he loved it, and he didn't want to put another artist on it. He wanted me on it. He wanted to keep my voice on the project. So that kind of launched my career with rapping in the industry.
All right. All right.
What was the second? Go ahead.
Well, you pretty much answered it. The question was lyrically as well as how your musical journey began and what motivated you. So I think you covered it.
Okay.
I think you covered it. No, I'm just good at, I'm just good at putting two or three questions in one question because they go together.
That was a long question. Yeah,
it was a long question.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to have a little fun with your overall sound.
Okay.
For those who have never heard your music, can you explain your overall sound in five words or less?
Five words or less. Different. Music made for a change. Let me see. How many words is that? One, two, three. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's five, right?
You said
different. Let me see. Different music made for a change. No, that's six, huh?
All right.
Oh,
that's okay. It's all good.
Different music made for
good.
Change. Take the A out. Different music made for change.
Nice catch. All right. Well, that just goes to show you how quick your mind. That just goes to show lyrically how quick your mind must wrap around it. That's good. It's actually good that you've done that because it just goes to show you how whippish you are with your lyrical tongue, your lyricals. So who are some of your musical influences, either, you know, today or growing up?
Musically, Run DMC, Rev Run, actually. Rev Run is a big music influence of mine. I just followed him ever since I was a kid. And his style and his lyrics, I mean, everything was just – and not only that, but I like the fact that what he represents in his family life. Rev Run is just a well-rounded person. It's, you know, outside of the music industry, you know, when I see him on reality shows or on interviews or anything, he's just a well-rounded person all around. So I kind of like, I like the fact of just, you know, knowing somebody exists like Rev Run and could be in the industry and could be so famous and still down to earth and well-rounded like that.
And still real. Yeah, he tweets out.
And still
he's
real,
tweeting
yeah.
out something inspirational.
Yeah, he's real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a really good influence. Yeah, I have so many influences, other influences. I mean, I can go from President Obama to my kid. So, yeah, but
it's all right. It doesn't necessarily have to be musical. You know, they can be your influences.
Yeah.
You know, and and that's good. That's good. So family, obviously family.
Family. Definitely. All right. Definitely family. Family is first or second after God, of course.
Family is everything. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So speaking of family and, you know, such, what's your favorite thing or things to do when you are not writing, singing, or performing or whatnot?
My favorite thing would be videography. On the side, I sort of take up videography, do, you know, little commercials and try to do music videos and stuff like that. So, I mean, I just love the camera. So that's the
cool
side thing I like to do. You know, and I like going to the movies now. I guess as you get older, your favorite pastime becomes somewhere where you can sit down. So I love going to the movies. So.
Yeah, the movies are great until you start to realize they add up. I know, because I'd get on a spree for a while. I'd go for, you know, like a few, you know, weekends at a time, and then I was just like, wow. I remember when it used to be $7 to get in.
Yeah, you said a few weekends. That's like $150. That's a lot.
Yeah,
of money.
A lot of movies were coming out, kind of like the ones I wanted to see were kind of at the same time. And so then I got, you know, you get kind of bored with it. And I was like, okay, well, I kind of, you know, seen what I wanted to. So, that's outstanding. Now, you released a new single. It's titled On Top of the World. What inspired this track title? And what can the listener expect from your overall sound and the storytelling on this track?
This song was actually inspired by just me wanting to be vent and tell how I'm feeling, besides not having having the world and having, because a lot of people, you know, sort of seem to think that, you know, when you have a lot of money or you have a lot of fame, you know, that's being on top of the world. To me, I'm feeling and being on top, living on top of the world because of my lifestyle, the way I'm living. And I feel like I'm on top of the world, you know, the way I'm living, just the way I'm carrying myself, the way I've changed from negative to positive, you know, over my lifespan. It's like I feel like I'm actually on top of the world. And that's the way I feel inside. And if I feel like that inside, then I'm there. I'm on top of the world. You know, and all the negativity is gone. I'm just all positive, you know, and that's why, you know, I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's how you should feel. That's exactly how you should feel. And, you know, when you achieve your goals and all that, you know, that's
right.
Outstanding. So what's your motto or the advice that you live by?
I live by live life off stage. It's like, you know, it's the stage is like the world. It's a entertainment. It's a circle of being shown, being previewed everywhere. It's like you live life off stage, where whatever you do is true. It's really you. You know, no spotlights, no cameras, no performance. This is me all day. You know, if we can live life off stage. You know, I think that's just a way that that we all can be better. We all can become better people, you know, if we just do that. So my motto is just to live off stage. I'm going to try to live my life off stage where I won't put on a certain show in one place, and then when I'm at home, I'm a whole different way. I want to be the same everywhere, so I want to be off stage everywhere. Even when I'm performing,
right,
I'm actually off stage.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's called keeping it real, which that fits into
keeping
also
real.
Your,
exactly.
Your,
you just said a
yeah, your music
way.
Influence, your music, yeah, your music influence. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, yeah, I have to throw a little fun fact in.
Okay.
A little fun fact time. What are the five things you can't live without?
The five things. Okay. The real five things I can't live without. Is
for real.
besides, you know, God and family, love.
Right.
I can't live without my trail mix from Trader Joe's. I can't live without, this might sound crazy, but I can't live without napkins. I'm gonna tell you why after all these too. I'm gonna tell you why. I can't live without what else? Besides family and everything, but I can't live without what else can I live without? Oh, of course my smartphone. I'm on that all day. What else? You said five or you said four?
I said five, but you can include family and God in there. I mean,
okay, that's... family and God, definitely. Those are the fun things, but family and God, of course. But the fun things I couldn't live without are those things, like my trail mix, my smartphone, my TV, because it keeps me, it actually watches me go to sleep, because I leave it on mm-hmm. all night, and napkins, because I that's how I write my lyrics, honestly. You know, I wouldn't encourage nobody to do it like me, but every time I'm in the car and I hear and I have an idea, I'm in the glove box and I'm getting napkins and I'm writing on it. When I'm turning the wheel, circling with the napkins, and I'm writing until my lyrics actually become a circle. But that's just how I wrote practically my whole album.
All right, for a minute there, I was thinking you'd eat a lot of wings or something.
Oh, yeah, no, I just write. My whole album was written on napkins. It's like, because I'm never prepared to write anything. And, you know, when I'm driving, you can't text. Don't text and drive. That's bad. But my whole CD was done on napkins in the car. Whenever I feel or I have an idea or something comes to me, I'll just start writing it down.
And that makes sense. So I want to make sure we have enough time because I want to spin this on Top of the World. What's next for Chris Perkins? You have some live events. Anything we should be, project happenings? You mentioned you're into video. So what's next?
Yeah, next thing is video. Video should be coming hopefully in a couple months. But everything, I'm just kind of taking it slow, just getting instructions, just taking it one step at a time. But right now I'm just trying to promote the project and just give people an alternative to what, you know, to what they're listening to. Just give them something different, something else to add to the collection. So right now I'm just in heavy promotion. And I do plan to release the video soon. And just a lot of interviews.
That's what's up. That's important. So go ahead, take a minute here. Go ahead with any shout-outs you may have or just anything else you want to share, how they can get in touch with you, you know, the good stuff.
Definitely. Definitely I want to shout-out to my family who stood behind me and continue to stand behind me. This is for, like, the sixth album. And it's like, you know, every time it takes time away from your family to record and to write and to perform, and I just want to thank them for continuing to be, you know, be understanding and stay with me. So I want to give a shout-out to them, my son Jordan, my wife Erica, and then let everybody know if you want to pick up the project, it's everywhere that you can pretty much purchase online. So iTunes, CD Baby, the Google Play Store, I mean Reverb Nation, so anywhere you can – get online music, you can pick up this project. And also on my website.
Right.
My website is
Chris Perkins.
Yeah, it's just Chris Perkins Offstage. So if you just put Chris Perkins Offstage, it'll come up everywhere. But that's my website, chrisperkinsoffstage.com. And you can purchase on there also.
Okay, and what's your Twitter, Instagram?
And Twitter is at CP Offstage. Instagram, same thing, CP Offstage. So everything is CP Offstage. If you get lost, just put in Chris Perkins Offstage and Google, and it all come up. Everything should all come up.
All right. Well, I really
don't forget
appreciate
to leave
you.
Me. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was saying, don't forget, if you go to my website, please leave a comment. Just leave a comment about the project. If you know what you like, don't like, or whatever, just leave a comment. On my website. I'm just trying to get as much comments as I can just to see, you know, what everybody's thinking out there.
That's important. Feedback.
Feedback,
that,
definitely.
That's what helps an artist grow. All right.
Exactly.
Well, It was great chopping it up with you, and I'm glad that we were finally able to, catch up and get with you and see what's going on. So before you leave us, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest track?
This is the latest solo song from Chris Perkins titled "On Top of the World."
Word.
Na, 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 na.
I'm feeling on top of the world. Feeling on top of the world. Not because of fame or my fashion, but because I'm living good. That's my passion. I've been climbing from the bottom, now I'm finally here. Chose Christ, now my vision is finally clear. Glad I gave up my ways. They used to corrupt my days. Things I did used to always interrupt my praise. But now I'm all good. Living on top of the world. I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. I'm on top of the world. It's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. I'm on top of the world. I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. On top of the world. It's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. On top of the world. Where the sun shines, when the rain drops, where you keep praying and the pain stops. And I can't walk away from here. Sky view, no more looking in the rear view. I can see the smiles from here. With my past many miles from here. And my friends sit a couple hours from here. I'm waiting on y'all to come. Cause this is bigger than all of us. On top of the world. On top of the world. Yeah. And I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. On top of the world. Playing with my life, I had to get it right. Had to change, now I can go to bed at night. Out of darkness, now I'm living in the light. Kept climbing, and now I'm at a different height. See, it took a lot of hurt and pain. I shook off the dirt and rain. The struggle was not in vain. I made it here without a stain. Without the chain, I'm on top of the world. I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. On top of the world. It's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. I'm on top of the world. I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. On top of the world. It's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. I'm on top of the world. No more negative, only positive. That's how I'm living now. It's my prerogative. Please forgive me for the hurt I've caused. Back then, back when I was lost. Now I see clearly. Hope the song works out to everybody near me. Everybody hear me. People say life is hard, but the truth is life is God. Down here is just the practice part. On top of the world. That's where we stand. On top of the world. Of the world, I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. On top of the world, it's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. I'm on top of the world. I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. On top of the world, it's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. I'm on top of the world. And I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. Yeah, I'm on top of the world. It's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. I'm on top of the world. I can touch a star from here. Got friends not too far from here. On top of the world. It's hard to see the ground from here, but I'm never coming down from here. On top of the world.
Right, that is definitely a dope track. Lyrically, I'm digging it. I like it. It's an awesome. So make sure you support him. All right. Make sure you visit that website that he shouted out. Make sure you pick up that single. And if anything, at least leave a comment. leave your feedback there. All right. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BWD Radio. Be sure to end that with an underscore. There's someone else out there, sadly, has our name. So you can also visit me and chop it up with me on Twitter and Facebook as well, BWD Promotions. Take BWD Radio on the go with you. That's right. We have a hot mobile app. Go ahead and download it. You can catch up on our past interviews, and obviously you can listen live. It's where else? iTunes, Google Play. The direct links, you can grab them right off the site or the timelines. We have it out there. Also, be on the lookout for BWD. Our magazine drops on May 1st. For those that do not know, it's a worldwide variety entertainment magazine. That's right, digital and print. All right, it's always a free read, bwdmagazine.com. You can also find us and friend us at bwdmagazine.com. Social media, Twitter, you know the drill. All right, Miss B, I'm going to bounce on out of here, all right? And you make sure to tune on in next BWD Radio Day and BWD Radio Time. I believe we have Nikia, N-I-K-I-A. She's coming up next Thursday, same BWD Radio Time. All right, Miss V, she's out.